Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on Christ manifested from that third foundational truth. Now, last week we ended talking about when we come to Christ and are joined to Him in spirit, and we continue to carry our old natural man in our physical body. And now listen very close. They must be brought under the governing power of the resurrected life in Christ, even though in this age they are not joined to the Lord. Our carnal nature must be brought under the resurrection life of the cross in this age. And Paul, you know, he describes how this can happen. He says in 2 Corinthians 4:10 that we must always bear about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Did you get that, my friend? That the life also of Jesus might, and that's our choice, be made manifest in our body. You know, in Romans 6, 5 and 6, Paul writes this, this very same thought. For if, there's that word, the most important word in the Bible, if we have been planted or buried together in the likeness of his death, we shall, now this is the strongest imperative verb, shall, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Christ. Wow. And that the body of sin might, our choice again, be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Oh, we should not serve sin. In other words, as a believer, we have already been crucified with Christ, but the fact that we have been planted into His, Jesus' death, must have an impact. This must have an impact. There must be a work of the cross of Christ upon us, that which is not, you know, unified with the Lord in our life. We must allow the work of the cross to kill those parts of that old man, the old nature in us, for the new creature to ever have a chance. Now, this work of the cross will never eradicate the old nature. Now, I wish it would, but it won't. It will still be present. And yes, we can still yield to it. But as we take our place in Jesus' death, on a daily basis in His life, the life of Christ will be made manifested. Christ in us, under the power of that resurrection, will break the power of that old nature, not by eliminating it, oh no, but by manifesting a greater power, by manifesting Christ Himself. We then can choose to abide daily in Christ by faith. Now, obviously, none of this happens independent of us. God does not act upon us or do things to us without our choice of faith and obedience. No, rather, God works through our circumstances and our experiences, through His dealings and judgments in our life, both inwardly and outwardly, to bring the light of truth to us, so that we can share it, the truth and love, with the world. He brings us to the point of losing ourselves to Him. Let me say that again. He brings us to the point of losing ourselves to Him in order that we might find Christ in a new measure. And as we turn to Him by faith, and this requires that we ask Him to do. Now I hope you're sitting down, my friend. We ask Him to do whatsoever it will take and mean it to bring us into the truth. If so, we will begin to have a renewed mind. Our mind will be renewed according to Christ. Now, most Christians do not believe Paul when he writes in Philippians 2, you know, 2 and 5, "Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus." Did you get that, my friend? Our mind is to be like Jesus's mind. God desires that we think like Him, so we will be able to act like Him. Wow. Paul also writes in 1 Corinthians 2:15 and 16, "But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. And why? For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, do not think that a renewed mind is merely a renewed, you know, mind of power and brain power and all that stuff. Oh no, it is more than that. And we will see things in a new light, and we will see things in the light of Christ. But if we study the scriptures as we are to, we will find the mind also involves the will and the intent of our heart. If we unconditionally surrender ourselves by faith to Christ for his will, we are, in effect, turning to the light. Let me say that again. If we unconditionally surrender ourselves by faith to Christ for his will, we are, in effect, turning to the light. We will see all else in this light. And as we continue in faith, our old will and intent will be exposed as corrupt. And then we can relinquish those to the cross. We will begin to experience a renewed freedom, which really comes out of God's restrictions and limitations in our life. Our lives, and of course, we will more easily make our choice to live for Christ in the outward. You will note Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:10 that we bear about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. This body is the natural man. The power of that natural man will be broken. But he also says that the life of the Lord Jesus Christ will be made manifest in that mortal body. In other words, as the power of that natural man is broken, there will come a release of resurrection life, praise God, from Jesus Christ, whom we are inwardly joined to, and this will not only be manifested in our inward man, but also will be manifested in our entire person. I hope you get that, my friend, and I hope you're understanding the significance of what I am saying. Now, please open up your spirit and pay close attention here. Religion, even Christian religion, gets this backwards. Religion tries to change the inward person by applying outward, you know, outward laws and principles and rules. Let me say that again. Religion tries to change the inward person by applying outward laws and you know, principles and rules. Religion, even Christian religion, suggests that we look like Jesus, but God always works from the inside out, or better said, God always works from Christ within outwardly. And that is why Paul says all things are out of God. The believer is not to look like Jesus. Rather, the believer is to be crucified out of sight so that Jesus might be manifested in and through that believer's life. The believer is on a journey wherein we might be decreased, that Jesus might increase. You know, John the Baptist said that in John 3:30, and many Christians quote it and even preach on it. But if you really read the story honestly, you will find that John the Baptist had no intention of decreasing until he was put into prison he did not follow Jesus as one of his disciples as he was supposed to. Or as Jesus said, we must pick up our cross daily so that we might lose our life in order to find Christ's life as our life. Sadly, something, you know, John the Baptist never did. He was still gathering disciples to himself and baptizing while Jesus was on the scene. And it's not that we receive more of Jesus, rather it is that the Christ we have received in a fuller might be discovered and experienced and made manifested in us. And then out to the world. Amen. Next week, I will start looking at that fourth foundational truth, abiding in Christ. That fourth foundational truth, which is abiding in Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week. and just trusting that you're getting this, you know, these foundational truths, that you're getting the message that I've been sharing, because it is critical. More next week. God bless. Bye.